And a very happy Tuesday morning, everybody. Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. Write that down. It's 2023. I didn't. Thanks to my good friend Chris, who let me know immediately yesterday that the email I sent out with the link to the podcast said it was 2022. Here I am telling people to remember it's you know me, you know why. Anyway, welcome to Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast, brought to you by the Snood Factory. www.thesnoodfactory.com. I am Tom Drake. Who else would it be? It's my podcast. I'm on board the Oceania Serena. Where else would I be? It's how I make enough money to pay my bills. Certainly not from this podcast. We are in Trinidad. No, we're in Tobago today. There's two islands, Trinidad and Tobago. Normally, we go to Port of Spain in Trinidad. We are in Scarborough, Tobago. It's a smaller island. Not a lot here. Kind of rural, kind of pre... There's not a Diamonds International here. That's all you need to know. If the DI hasn't planted a flag, this island hasn't caught on yet. You come to this island, you better go on a snorkel trip, go to the beach, have a Banks beer, get some sand in your shoes, and come back, or hire a cab driver, ride around the island, go, honey, look at that tree. It's the Caribbean, it's the islands, it's just, you know, there isn't, you're not seeing churches from 10,000 years ago, you're seeing blue water, and somebody wants to braid your hair. There you go. I want to say quickly, thanks to all of my stringers in the journalism business. You know, a stringer, even TV, is somebody that gives you stories that you're not aware of, whatever. I have people now sending me emails with stories going, can you use this? Can you use it? Yes, I can. And thank you, because I can't see everything that's out there. If you're a first-time listener to the podcast, because it's going up on a platform this week with wider distribution, my name's Tom Drake. I'm a stand-up comedian for 30 years on ships, and I, every day, for 15, 20 minutes, will tell you what is going on in the cruise and travel industry. You'll get information. You'll probably hear stories you didn't even know happening, and then you're also getting my opinion, and you probably go, do I have to hear that? Can you just give me the story? No, because it keeps me going. This is why I do it, and hopefully I'll catch on. I could be the, like I said yesterday, the Joe Rogan of the travel industry. I don't interview people, though. I don't. I just don't want to talk to them. I do this. I say what I have to say, and, you know, then I go to the bar. So let's get to it. I like to brag about when I say things and I think people are listening. This is not true, but the cruise lines are doing something I thought they should do all along, and they are now starting to round trip out of ports that you fly to, so you spend more time in the Caribbean and less time at sea getting to the Caribbean. We have been out of Barbados for the last three cruises. Round trip Barbados, guests fly into Barbados. It's a 10-day cruise with 9 ports. This one's 12 days because we're heading back to Miami. The Norwegian Epic announced they are doing their San Juan season. It began December 23rd. They'll be there for 3 months. Round trip out of San Juan, 7 and 9-day cruises, and here's what happened. You get on a plane in New York, you get on a plane in Orlando, you get a plane in Miami, you fly to San Juan, you get on the ship, and you have 7 ports. Every day you're in a port, and then you fly home, and you don't have that stupid two days to get to Puerto Rico, and 2 days back, and out of New York, forget it, it's 2.5 days if you're coming out of Brooklyn or Hoboken or New York City. I think it's tremendous. I've said it before, the reason they do home porting, it saves money for the kids, that you load them into the van, that's a gruesome trip, then you put them on the ship and forget they exist, the youth coordinators take over. But you know what, if you want to change your demographic, an example, Oceania, we have an older demographic, right? And part of the reason is we're usually doing 12 and 14 day cruises. If you want to change your demographic, in the case of the Norwegian Epic, that is a family cruise line. However, you know what? If you're a couple in your 30s and you want to get away and you live in New York City and you hop on a plane and you fly and get on this ship, it is a whole lot cheaper than staying in a hotel in San Juan or Aruba or Curacao. Look at the hotel rates. They're out of control. I stayed in Barbados to join the MSC Mervilia, and I think it was, well, I was staying at the Radisson Aquatica, but when I got there at 11 o'clock at night, a pipe had broken in my room. So they didn't have room. I looked at them. Well, I didn't bring Mary. I don't have the baby. Where am I supposed to go? There's no room at the inn. They looked at me like, this guy's a moron. I'm a moron. I'm furious. It's 11 o'clock at night. I find out I have no place to go. So they put me in the courtyard by Marriott. As I said previously on one of these podcasts, there was a courtyard. That's all I can tell you. It was a Marriott property, poorly run. The air conditioner didn't work. I went to the front desk for a toothbrush because I forgot mine. They didn't have any of those kits. I said, you can't sell me one? We don't have them. Where can I get one? I had to go find a store. The point is, the rate was probably $300 for this room, right? Not on the water, nothing there. Air conditioner didn't work. They're cleaning up. Meanwhile, you get on a ship like the Norwegian Epic, you're probably paying not even $300 a day for two people, and that's all of it. That's the food, the shows, it's all there. Cruising is the greatest value you're ever going to have. So now you want to change, you want young people, but you don't want families, right? So guess what? This is what you do. They get on a flight out of New York City, they get to San Juan, they get on the ship, they do 7 days. Quick story. Great comedian, I can't tell you his name, I don't have his permission. Years ago, Norwegian did this. They sailed round trip out of San Juan with the Norwegian Windward. It became the Wind, but anyway, that particular cruise, a 7 day, they had offered a great deal to the people that lived on the island of Puerto Rico. So many of the guests were from the island of Puerto Rico. And my friend, I can't tell you his name, is doing a welcome aboard show, and he's from the Northeast, that's all you need to know. And he says to this big theater full of people, hey, what did you think of San Juan today? And they all started cheering because they live in Puerto Rico. He goes, I really like San Juan, but there's a lot of Puerto Ricans there. All hell breaks loose. And they're like, they were offended. And he goes, wait a minute, you live here. And they didn't, you know, of course, you know why they were offended, but he didn't care. I wish I could tell you every one of his stories. He's my idol. All right, get back to the podcast. You're going to see this happen more and more. Now, there's another story that came out yesterday. Very interesting. Norwegian Cruise Line adjusted the itinerary of the Norwegian Getaway. Now, that's one of the mega mothers that comes out of New York to the Caribbean. They've adjusted the islands they're visiting to reduce the time between islands so they can reduce their carbon footprint, because they've discovered that sailing slower is an excellent way to save on fuel and is typically highly effective in minimizing your carbon footprint. And if you've ever had that done in the middle of the night, ouch. All right, this is all about 2050 net zero emissions. So it's also about saving money because fuel went crazy, right? So now they're going to slow down between the islands, which is what we've been doing here on Ocean. It's been great. 11 knots to get from one island. None of this bumping and bumping, 22 knots and wind and all this stuff. So maybe this, because they want to save money, will become a more popular. And you'll see other cruise lines choosing places like Barbados or San Juan or St. Martin or St. Thomas, where they're going to turn around there. They're going to homeport there. And you fly there, you get on, you do your islands, you get the hell out. We'll see. Plus the whole sustainability and, you know, carbon footprint. They also decided to cancel their calls, the Norwegian Getaway, to Puerto Plata, which is in which, to me, sounds like something a one-year-old does in the middle of a dinner party. Oh, no. Oh, you take them. Oh, my God. They're not going to go to Puerto Plata, which is a really nice destination. They spend millions on the port area there, just shops and restaurants, and really very nice. But the channel, like they say, is not dredged enough and not wide enough. And last year in March, the Getaway ran aground there, and that cost a lot of money. And, you know, they're not stupid. They're not going to do it again. So they're not going until they're guaranteed they can get in there safely. In fact, NCL has their own people there right now measuring in the width and the depth of everything else. We were just there with this ship, but maybe we don't draft as low as much as the bigger monsters do, and we're certainly not as wide and as tall. And also wind, you know, those ships are really tall now, and wind has a factor. If you going up against a rough wind with these bow thrusters on the new big ships and the wind wants to take over, you're done. So, and it's a very narrow channel coming in there, so we'll see what happens. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to the fact that I mentioned the other day. I sound like, I don't want to say Rush Limbaugh, but I want to be that braggadocio kind of guy when I'm right, and I'm right. I mentioned that Carnival made a deal with Emeril Lagasse. He's now their chief culinary officer. They have to have a name. Everybody's got a name. Well, you're not going to into business with this guy for only one reason, to increase the quality of the food. And you do that by buying better food, better meat, better poultry. But you have to get paid. So this is the problem. This is the catch-22. How do you do this? You know, Oceania has gotten paid from day one. Disney gets paid. Go look at their prices. They get a lot of money. But there's value there. Create value, you're going to get paid. And Carnival, I predict, Carnival Cruise Line wants to get out from under the being known as the Man Overboard Cruise Line or the Wet T-Shirt Cruise Line or the, you know, Hide the Balloon Cruise Line to a point. They would rather have higher money, more income. And their CEO, his name is Josh Weinstein, during their fourth quarter earnings call, he's the boss of all of it, the Carnival Corporation. Carnival Corporation made a very valid point. Cruising, it's 25 to 50% lower to go on a cruise compared to land-based alternatives. To stay in a hotel on South Beach, a good one, $500 a night at least, and then go find something to do besides wear handcuffs and carry a whip. Shut up, Tom. It's a lot more money to do a land vacation, hands down. I mean, cruising is still the greatest value. And Carnival is trying to grab that. They want to raise their prices, but you know what? You can only do it by increasing the quality. And you have to get past the... Anytime you mention Carnival on stage, everybody assumes it's not very good, but it is very good. But they've got to get over that, so we'll see what happens. Plus, they can't have things like, you know, yesterday I mentioned that the Arvia for P&O, its Christmas cruise was an absolute disaster. Everything could possibly go wrong went wrong. Well, you can't charge more money. And everybody's raising their prices right now. Gratuities are going up. That's interesting. Gratuities are going up. I hope the money's going to the crew, right? Because that didn't change. What changed is the price of fuel, the price of food, the price of liquor, the price of transportation to get the food and liquor to the ship. That's all gone up. I don't know where the price of labor went up, but suddenly the gratuities are going up. And I just hope the gratuities are going to where they should go, which is to these staff members who are doing all the work. If they're raising the gratuities so they can take that money because they're paying too much for fuel, they're supposed to raise the prices. Raise the price of the cruise. Don't take it out of the pocket of the people that are trying to make a living out here. I'm still a closet liberal. Every once in a while, I come out of the closet, so to speak. So we'll see what happens. Carnival, they're very blunt about it. You know, we're going to try to increase our prices because we need to get paid. And see how that's going to work out. Because here's the thing. There are 19 new ocean-going cruise ships coming out in 2023. Another 38,000 beds. I don't know who thinks this is a good idea. There's already too many ships as it is. This year, in 2022, last year, there'll be about 31 million passengers. That's it. In the cruise industry. Guests or fresh meat. That's all there is. 31 million. 31 million people took a cruise last year. In the whole world. That's U.S., Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. 259 million people came to California. 259 visitors to California. I was stunned by that number. I just looked it up. 104 million came to Florida. Vegas got 40 million. I was stunned. That's low. New York City, you know, they just reopened. Plus, you know, New York City's reputation right now is awful. Crime in subways and people getting stabbed just for crossing the street. They had 56 million people. There are people that crazy to go there at the moment. But 259, California, amazing. And you look at the cruise industry and you wonder, how can it be 31 million people with all these ships, and now there's more ships coming out, and they come out and they have to fill them. How do you fill them? Well, we better lower the price. Well, how can you lower the price when everything's more expensive? I wouldn't want to be in this business. It's crazy. But here's some exciting news. I mentioned this the other day, you know, our government, because we do have listeners as far away as Bahrain listening to this. I have no idea why, but I appreciate it. I see a graph, you know, the computer tells me everything. I don't know where you live there, but I know you're from there, you're listening there. We're very excited in the United States because we were just able to go further in debt, and they passed a $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. And I looked it up. Omnibus is actually a Latin word for bloated pork. That's what that is. So this sucker's filled with everything. It's just sad, really. But included, finally now, is the creation of an Assistant Secretary of Travel and Tourism within the U.S. Department of Commerce. This is something the travel industry's been begging for, and I don't know why. You just don't want the government involved. He's supposed to, he or she will streamline things. No, you have people to talk to the people to get here. Believe it or not, tourism spending is higher in the U.S. than anywhere else in the world. And we've never had a cabinet level guy involved. Maybe that's why it's higher than anywhere else. But the travel industry's been begging for this now. One of the guys down here, what's his name? Jeff Freeman. He's the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. He's over the moon. We finally have a senior level appointee advocating. Ready for this? His words. We never had now a senior level appointee advocating holistically to improve the screening experience for the 2 million Americans traveling by air each day. Okay, that's not the travel and tourism business, okay? That's the FAA, and that's the airports. And you have people, Jeff, I'm sorry, but you know, you're the head of a travel association, and your ass is supposed to be fixing this. You're supposed to be in front of the people at the FAA to streamline it. You're supposed to be in front of the airport people trying to get it figured out. Another bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., you're going to go to, what are you, another Pete Buttigieg? Oh, great. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be some appointment. It's not going to be anybody that knows what they're doing. That never happens in the government. This is crazy to me, but they all love it. Someone to advocate holistically, and believe me, if you've never had that done, woo, on a Tuesday with a nice bottle of tequila, there's nothing better. All right, you're out of control, Tom. I just saw this morning. This happens a lot. If you're ever booking a cruise out of Tampa, you have to take this into consideration. The fog in Tampa gets crazy, and because years ago a freighter took out the bridge, and you can go by there and see the old one, you can't sail. They shut the port down. When it fog comes in, I've been on a Holland American ship. We were overnight, I think 2 days, because the fog wouldn't go away. And this just happened over the weekend. Fog hit Tampa, the port of Tampa Bay. The brilliance of the seas couldn't get in. Other ships couldn't get out. It's like the airport, you know, like the bomb cyclone. Sometimes out of Tampa, just buyer beware, you could end up sitting there for a while. Speaking about sitting there for a while, the senior senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, now still the Speaker of the House, I don't have time to talk about that, is very upset with the airports. They're not paying their people enough. This is what the federal government does. They try to run your business. And they're unhappy if they don't get to run your business. That's why I don't understand why we need somebody in the travel industry. There's plenty of other people trying to run our business. We don't need another one. Anyway, there's an FAA reauthorization bill that's in works right now, and Chuck Schumer wants to include in that something called the Good Jobs for Good Airports Act that will make sure that everybody at the airports gets paid a minimum wage. I'm all for the minimum wage. I really am. I'm not for getting involved in how people run their businesses. The problem that industry has is getting quality people to work, and the whole purpose, you've heard it before, there's a minimum wage, and that you start there, but then you work your ass off so you get more, and you get a different position, you elevate yourself. It can't be everybody drives a brand new car, has a beautiful house, and does nothing. You see it all the time now. I created this virus. It's called the CBB virus, the can't be bothered virus. Can't be bothered. They just can't be bothered. How many times you go into a store? It just happened to me in Barbados. I think I already said it in this podcast. I went in to buy t-shirts for my new great nephew. Had to be 2 year, 24 month. I went to a store and I said to the lady, can you show me where the 2 year, 24 month shirts are? They're over there. Couldn't find it. I walked out of the store, went to the next store. I asked for it. The woman took her time to show me everything. I bought 4 t-shirts, right? The other store, I bought nothing. She couldn't be bothered. And that's the problem now. People want to get paid. You know, I get it. You want to live good? Work harder. When I started in this business, I didn't have as many shows that I can perform now. It makes me more valuable. When I'm on Princess, at one time I was one of the highest paid acts on Princess. They lost their mind. Then they told me they had budget problems. But it was true because I could do multiple shows. Other acts couldn't. You work hard, you write the material, and you get paid more. You also get to work on better cruise lines. If you don't have enough material, you don't end up working for the top line cruise lines, where you get better accommodations and better food. You got to work more. But Chuck, he doesn't want anybody. Nobody has to work. It's the federal government. They've never worked. They want everybody to make a really good living and do nothing for it. And I'm all for it, but make sure there's a little carrot and on the stick. Orlando, I live in Orlando. The Orlando airport is the worst in the world for baggage. When you arrive from Newark on a 2-hour and 50-minute flight, it's another hour waiting for the luggage. Nobody's slower than Orlando. I don't know why. I don't know why they can't fix it. Pay more money. One of the problems is it's all contracted out. The airport's contracted out because they don't want to run it. So they give it to somebody, and of course that person has to make money. How do you do that? Well, you hire people who don't pay them. That's what capitalism's all about. All right. What time is it? 19 minutes. I promised myself I wouldn't go this long, but then I get going. So. But I have to go now. I need a cup of coffee and my second breakfast. I am on a cruise. You got to eat a lot. Have a great Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow is hump day. I'll try not to be a hump. And once again, thanks to all my stringers that keep sending me things to talk about. Makes my job more fun and easier. And I appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow.